Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Condoms out, drugs in, America's new message to youth. We're going to talk about this today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Barber with Linda Harvey on the line. Linda is president of Mission America. Linda, this is a great column that you wrote for barbwire.com. Full disclosure, I'm the editor-in-chief of BarbWire. Tell us about your article, Condoms Out, Drugs In, America's New Message to Youth.
Yeah, Matt, I was reading about the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which many people will recognize is our federal public health agency that tracks infectious and contagious diseases, and it's based in Atlanta, but it's under the Health and Human Services Division of federal government. And, you know, as many people know, they are the ones who have been tracking the HIV and AIDS epidemic since the early 1980s when it first was discovered and identified. And I was reading some of their latest recommendations, and lo and behold, they are, I hate to put it quite so bluntly, but this is really kind of sounds like what it is, they're giving up on condoms, and they're admitting what we've been saying all along, that condoms are not going to be used by most people involved in reckless sexual behavior. What they're doing is they're going to be recommending condoms. I'm overemphasizing that a bit, but they're basically going to supplement this with a drug, and the drug is for those most at risk, and the drug is a lower dose of the drug that is now given to those who test HIV positive. It's very powerful antiretroviral drug therapy discovered in the mid-1990s that is the drug that now keeps people from dying of AIDS, full-blown AIDS. It keeps them from going into full-blown AIDS. Well, what they're going to be doing is taking those people who have an HIV positive partner or, and this is the part where the kids come in, they are basically sexually promiscuous and don't want to use a condom, and give them a lower dose of this drug to prevent getting HIV.
So heaven,
we're going to give our kids drugs.
Heaven forbid that they would actually teach what is proven successful abstinence education in the schools, and they'll say, oh, that's proven a failure. Nonsense. The reputable study, one after another, has shown that abstinence education is successful, is more successful than throwing condoms at the problem. That's been an utter failure. And we know, for instance, with HPV, right, Linda? I mean, it runs rampant in the teen community today and younger, and condoms are not fail safe against that. Certainly they're not fail safe against HIV AIDS. And so now they're literally drugging our children. This is going to be the new policy here. And the pill is called PrEP, and it's primarily for gay identified promiscuous male students. Is that correct?
Right, but it will be for anyone who is deemed at risk, and so it will end up being for the more heterosexually promiscuous kids as well.
As well.
And youth, adults and youth. Now, they haven't put out anything that's real blatant about youth. You have to dig a little bit to find out that they are, yeah, this really is going to be okay for adolescents. And here's the key. It's with or without parental permission. There is already a federal standard and a local and state standard for giving strong drugs to kids without parental permission. We have a situation that was just reported in Colorado where a girl was given the abortifacient drug, Plan B, a 12-year-old, in a children's hospital in Colorado without her parents' permission. There is the federal standards are that this in some states is okay to do. So you know that many of these kids are minority kids. They don't have a lot of parental supervision necessarily. The ones that are gay identified boys, and they're going to be out there, and that's going to be the prescription for them if they say, oh, I just don't really feel like using a condom. This is what's going to happen.
So now tell us a little bit about this PrEP. There are side effects as well, correct?
Well, that's the key. People might think, well, gee, if a drug would help, you know, we're talking, you know, the epidemic and protecting the public against an epidemic. Well, no, these side effects are unbelievable. This is an incredibly strong drug. They will be given a lower dose, but some of the side effects are horrendous. It goes on and on, even to the point of something called lipodystrophy, which is a fat redistribution in your body where you become disfigured. Now, some of that has been supposedly, full disclosure, resolved in the more recent aspects of the drug, but that doesn't mean this still isn't a very, very, very powerful drug. And, of course, you're talking developing bodies in adolescence. And so this is an experiment. They're throwing up their hands and saying, we don't know what to do. We can tell you what to do. It's called abstinence. Just emphasize abstinence, and we would have so much of this problem would be dispelled immediately.
Well, Linda, you know, again, they're giving up on condoms. They'll still recommend them, but they know that the so-called safe or safer sex, that has failed utterly. So now they're going to be drugging our kids. But isn't this really just a symptom of another symptom of the larger problem? The larger problem being that this values neutral idea and also trying to undermine parental rights. I mean, there are so many troubling aspects of this. But Linda, you spend your days and nights, you work incredibly hard trying to fight this comprehensive sex education, values neutral sex education, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion agenda, what I call the sexual anarchist movement. Isn't this just a symptom of the larger problem?
It absolutely is. We have many, many schools now, in spite of the great success of abstinence until marriage sex education programs, where they are actually implemented, actually talk abstinence, and measured accurately. Now, we know that works. Now, what we're moving toward is much more explicit sex education in many schools where they're teaching kids in the sixth grade how to use a condom, despite the fact that they're not going to use it. And now what will happen is on top of that, they'll be saying, oh, and if you're not worried about that, you can have this drug, you can get this drug that will prevent HIV. And all of this, by the way, fits into Common Core standards, to bring in another very, very explosive issue. The Common Core sex education standards that we believe will be plugged right in because they're ready and set to go when some of the controversy dies down, would accommodate this new drug, accommodate condoms, and much about teaching kids all about transgendered lifestyle, the homosexual lifestyle, and accepting all of that at early, early ages.
Wow. Well, we know this much. Abstinence works 100% of the time if people adhere to it. And yet, President Obama, one of his first orders of business was to defund. They call it abstinence-only education. That's nonsense. To defund abstinence education of any form or sort, right?
Yes. He was very adamant about this. And, of course, the left says, well, abstinence doesn't work. Yes, it does. You just have to teach it and hold to it. It doesn't work if you put it in a laundry list of all the different options that are out there and communicate to, again, impressionable kids. These are not adults. They don't have all the information we have. Communicate to them that there's really no danger if you choose one of these other non-abstinence options. Yes, there's a lot of danger. We have an epidemic of STDs for both heterosexual kids, and we know 6,000 young men a year who are sexually active with other males are getting HIV. That's 6,000 of our kids ages 13 to 24.
Wow.
But this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that they won't do what actually works.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for taking a stand and bringing this to America's attention. We really appreciate all you're doing.
Oh, I appreciate all you're doing, Matt.
Okay, well, God bless. Well, folks, it's time to stand up against this radical sexual anarchist agenda, and at Liberty Counsel, we are doing just that. We will continue to do just that. This is troubling stuff. Teaching kids that, if it feels good, do it, and we're going to try to help you engage in so-called safer sex, the condoms panacea has proven an utter failure. So now we're going to continue and step up drugging our youth today. And now in something that they're going, you know, they say is a fail safe. It's not. Kids are still going to be becoming contracting HIV, AIDS, even with this pill. It is not foolproof. Certainly, what we need to be teaching children is God's design for human sexuality, only appropriate within the bonds of marriage between man and woman. Abstinence, waiting until marriage to engage in sexual behavior. Well, we appreciate your support at Liberty Council. Go to 1-800-671-1776 to learn more or check out our website at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.